Cry for faith. K-R-R-Y for faith. K. Know our old man is crucified with him. R. Reckon yourself dead unto sin. R. Reckon yourself alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Y. Yield yourself to God. Romans 6, verses 3 to 14. Cry for faith. One dictionary definition of faith is trust, belief, confidence, conviction, with the antonym being mistrust. Oh, but faith in a precious and beloved friend can be betrayed, and confidence in the dearest loved one can be lost. Another definition of faith is religion, church, sect, denomination, religious persuasion, religious belief, ideology, creed, teaching or doctrine. And this is often the world's understanding of organized religion, of what they call faith. God's definition of faith, however, is unequivocal and indisputable in his word. We read in Hebrews chapter 11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not an airy-fairy hope, nor a fingers-crossed type of daydream. Biblical faith stands on the facts of the Word of God. Scriptural faith rests firmly on the bedrock of God's written word. Our faith is anchored directly upon the eternal reality, the reality of the redeeming death and resurrection of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. God's pledge is bound up with the blood-drenched cross of the living word. God's covenant to us is firmly linked to the empty tomb of his eternal Son. God's oath and guarantee is the love letter that we read from him in the Bible. And God makes the need for faith in the believer of the greatest significance. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. By faith we began, by faith we stand, by faith we walk, and by faith we live. By faith in Christ, and by faith in Christ alone. Faith does not depend on vague hopes or expectations or nebulous chance. Faith is not linked with possibilities or probabilities or statistical odds. Faith is not dependent on positive thinking or a hoping against hope. Faith is not the outcome of aspirations, of possible odds or a feasibility study. Faith must be founded on a 100% certainty. Faith must be rooted and grounded on an absolute, unfaltering knowing. George Muller wrote the following: many people are willing to believe regarding those things that seem probable to them, but faith has nothing to do with probabilities. The province of faith begins where probabilities cease, and sight and sense fail. Appearances are not to be taken into account. The question is whether God has spoken it in his word. Alexander Hay adds to this by saying, Faith must be based upon certainty. There must be definite knowledge of God's purpose and will, and without that there can be no true faith. For faith is not a force that we exercise, or a striving to believe that something shall be, thinking that if we believe hard enough, it'll come to pass. Evan Hopkins writes, "Faith needs facts to rest upon. Presumption can take fancy instead of fact. God in his word reveals to us the facts with which faith has to deal." James McConkie wrote, "Faith is dependence upon God." And this God dependence only begins when self-dependence ends. And self-dependence only comes to its end with some of us when sorrow, suffering, affliction, broken plans and hopes brings us to that place of self-helplessness and defeat. Oh, and only then do we find that we have learned the lesson of faith, to find our tiny craft of life rushing onward to a blessed victory of life and power and service undreamed of in the days of our fleshly strength and self-reliance. J.B. Stoney agrees by saying, "Though it's a great thing to learn faith, that it is simple dependence upon God. It will comfort you much to be assured that the Lord is teaching you dependence upon himself. And it's a very remarkable thing that faith is necessary in everything. The just shall live by faith, not only in your circumstances, but in everything. I believe the Lord allows many things to happen on purpose, to make us feel our need of him. The more you find him in your sorrows or wants, the more you will be attached to him and drawn away from this place where the sorrows are, to him in the place where he is. Also set your affections on things above." Too many believers have not trusted in the unshakable truth of Scripture. Too few believers haven't learned how to reckon on the facts of God's word. We all need to know the facts. K. We all need to reckon on the facts. R. And we all need to yield ourselves unto God. Y. We need to cry to God for understanding. We need to cry, to know, to reckon and to yield for faith. For without faith it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. And in Romans 6 we read, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Jesus was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Know this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, or death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, But in that he liveth unto God. So reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, and also reckon yourselves alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Or let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace.